fossils. They can form quickly.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the powerful book, Darwin's Plantation, Evolution's Racist Roots.
You know, most people think that it takes millions of years to form a fossil. I think that's because they've been so indoctrinated by evolutionary ideas. I have a book by an evolutionist that tries to explain how fish fossils form. There's a picture of a fish in a pond, and then the fish dies and it sinks to the bottom. And slowly over long periods of time, it's covered by mud and then turns into a fish fossil. Now, there are billions of fish fossils in the earth today, and they're beautifully preserved. In fact, many of them indicate the fish hadn't rotted at all. What does happen when a fish dies? Well, here's one example. Now, I don't recommend this, but if you put some cyanide in your aquarium, you'll notice that the dead fish usually don't sink. They usually float. And when they start to sink, they rot and fall apart. This process would not result in the beautifully formed fish fossils like the ones we observe in the ground today. They must have formed quickly, catastrophically. In fact, most fossils formed through Noah's flood a few thousand years ago. They buried billions of creatures and turned them into fossils.
Our special edition of Answers Magazine tackles some of the tough questions about Noah's flood and the Ark. If you call 1-888-89-ANSWERS and share a gift of any size this week, we'll send a special issue of our Noah's Flood magazine to your home. 888-89-ANSWERS. Or go to the web, answersoffer.org.